Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. This is called the Ultimate Survival Guide to Baking Soda. You're like, what? Baking soda? Why is that so important? Well, here's the thing. This is a multi-purpose remedy for health, for your home, for emergency preparedness, and many other uses that we'll talk about here. And that, see, right now we're living in a time when the supply chain is collapsing. We're also living in a time when discretionary income is also collapsing for many households. People are losing their jobs or things are becoming a lot more expensive. And what I've noticed over the years is that people tend to overspend a lot on all kinds of things, from cleaning supplies and, you know, health supplies, home supplies, things like that, laundry, all kinds of things. Because what the companies like Procter & Gamble do is they really just package up a bunch of basic things, sometimes sodium bicarbonate, you know, or other common ingredients, and then they'll add like whiteners and fragrance and everything, and mark it up, you know, 5,000% or whatever. So you're overpaying for that big time. Well, I believe in self-reliance. I believe in saving money. I believe in being economical. You know, I'm not really a penny pincher type of guy, but I'm a value kind of guy. I don't want to waste money on name brand overpriced products. I would much rather know the basic chemistry of how things work, where I can buy, let's say, a 50-pound bag of sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda, and that's going to last me like, you know, 5 or 10 years across this multitude of uses. So that's what I wanted to go through with you here, which is how to use baking soda for all these different purposes. And I'll have a feature article on this posted at naturalnews.com, where I'm now posting a lot more articles, typically one each day now, about a natural substance, a natural cure, a remedy, a preparedness item, something like that, with a lot of deep research from our Enoch AI tools. So did you know that baking soda, which is sodium bicarbonate, did you know it can stop infections? Did you know you can neutralize toxins? Did you know that you can clean with it? Did you know that it can also be a lifesaver? And you know it's dirt cheap. You can get it at 50 cents a pound or sometimes even less depending on the format. It doesn't have to be expensive. So I want to walk through some of the uses for you. So health and beauty, okay? Baking soda can be used in a lot of natural formulas for personal health, beauty, or cosmetics. For example, you can make a natural toothpaste with baking soda. Now, our deodorant products at healthrangerstore.com are made with magnesium and baking soda. Baking soda is great in deodorants and also toothpaste. So to make your own toothpaste, you can mix baking soda with coconut oil and peppermint oil. And you can read my article for a simple recipe. And, you know, you can add a few other ingredients if you want. And it makes a very effective natural toothpaste. You can also gargle with baking soda and water to kill bacteria in your mouth and help eliminate bad breath. I mean, there's so many uses. It's just amazing. You can apply baking soda to canker sores to neutralize acids. Remember, baking soda is very alkaline. And when you add it into water, it will raise the pH of the water and it will also add additional conductivity to the water. So the changes in pH can also be useful on your skin for things like canker sores. Now, I already mentioned that you can use it as a natural deodorant. Some people will combine baking soda with a little bit of coconut oil or some other kind of cream base, and you can dab it on your underarms as a deodorant. You could add some essential oils to it as well. You can use it as a natural scrub to exfoliate your skin. And you can also use it in a bath to help neutralize like sunburns or skin rashes, things like that. It's also great as part of a formula for a hair rinse or a scalp detox. You can combine it with a little bit of apple cider vinegar and water. You can massage it into your hair. And it also fights dandruff. And that's probably because of the alkalinity of it as well. So those are just some of the simple uses on your body, your mouth, your hair, etc. Now, internally, You know how Big Pharma wants you to buy all their expensive drugs, their PPI drugs, you know, like Nexium. And did you know that if you want to neutralize acid, which sometimes that's not actually the right thing to do, but in cases where it is, baking soda is the simplest, cheapest way to neutralize stomach acid, you know, for heartburn or acid reflux, as it's called. Do you know you can get baking soda capsules that are just dirt cheap, or you can just buy a bag of baking soda, you know, like I said, 50 cents a pound or less, and you can just, you can mix a little bit with water and chug it. You know, I mean, yeah, it tastes kind of salty. So what? Now, you know, be careful with it because it's strongly alkaline. You don't want to overdo the alkalinity in your stomach, obviously. You only have a little bit of hydrochloric acid in your stomach, it turns out. And you can, you'll buffer that pH-wise if you drink very much baking soda. So typically, you only need a small amount of baking soda. I'm not even talking a teaspoon. A teaspoon would be too much in almost every case. And I hate using imperial measurements like teaspoons. Nobody knows what that is, really. I mean, so, I don't know, a quarter of a teaspoon, some much smaller amount. You could say, like, even though it's not a volume measurement, you could say a milliliter worth, something like that. I don't know what that would be in terms of milligrams, but don't overdo it. You know, just sip a little bit of baking soda with water, wait a few minutes, see how it does. Here's another thing. Did you know that if your urine is excessively acidic, that can promote bacterial growth and cause UTIs? That's right. So if you sip a little bit of baking soda and, for example, yeah, like a quarter of a teaspoon in a cup of water once a day, that's going to raise the pH of your urine and that's going to solve, in many cases, UTIs. Now, if you add like cranberries to your diet plus the baking soda, then you're going to solve UTIs almost certainly. But baking soda also supports kidney function in patients who have chronic kidney disease. So the baking soda really, you know, by altering the pH of the urine, it helps the kidneys function better. And there are studies to support that as well. Baking soda also, it turns out, can help you detox through your skin. You can soak in baking soda, and it will help pull out heavy metals like lead and cadmium and the metals that we've talked about, you know, even too much copper or mercury. And then also baking soda is known to help support liver detox, and it reduces gout and kidney stones. Isn't that interesting? So there are a multitude of uses just from drinking a little bit of baking soda. Again, keep it small. Be mindful. You don't want to overdo it. And you also don't want to use it to counteract an otherwise unhealthy lifestyle. So you don't want to go out and just eat a bunch of junk food and then say, hey, I can just drink baking soda and it'll counteract the junk food. No, that's not what I'm saying. It doesn't really work that way. You don't want to rely on baking soda long term to handle a dietary issue. So clean up your diet, clean up your life, and then use baking soda where it can help you detox, or it can help you as a remedy, or it can help you, you know, if you do have acid reflux or something like that. So now we have the home cleaning uses of baking soda. Now remember that this is all the same ingredient. This dirt cheap natural powder that just tastes a little bit salty, you know, sodium bicarbonate, right? That's the description of the chemical equation. So here's what you can do with it at home. In your kitchen and for surface cleaning, you don't have to buy all those overly priced toxic scrub products for cleaning your kitchen. And I always laugh when people like, I have to have this one product to scrub tile. And then I have this other cleaning product to clean toilets. And then I have this cleaning product to clean my sinks. And then this other cleaning product to clean the floor. And, you know, they got like a whole cabinet full of like 50 cleaning products. It's all about the same five ingredients, folks. You know, there's soap, there's baking soda, there's grit, you know, the abrasives, like calcium carbonate typically is what they use for grit. Maybe some vinegar, you know, it's not complicated. You don't need 50 cleaning products in your house. You need about 5 key ingredients that you can buy dirt cheap, and you can stockpile those ingredients, and then you can make all the different things. And by the way, D-limonene is one of those key ingredients that I'm a big fan of. D-limonene, it's an extract from orange peels because it dissolves lipids and fat molecules. So it's a really great degreaser, among other things. But you also need soap. So with baking soda, you can use it as an oven cleaner. You just combine some baking soda with some dish soap and a little bit of water, make a semi-thick paste, put it in your on the oven surfaces, you clean the oven. Instead of using toxic crap that ends up in your next baked meal, you know. You can use it as a drain declogger. Did you know that if you can manage to flush some baking soda into your drain, and then like a half a cup, okay, like pretty big chunk, just pour it in the drain, run a little bit of water just to force it down in the drain, and then you pour in vinegar. And it, of course, the vinegar being acidic because of the acetic acid is going to interact with the alkalinity of the baking soda, and it's going to fizz. It's going to fizz and bubble, and that's going to loosen up the clog in your drain in most cases. And it's not toxic, you know, it's really great. And then when you're done with that, just use hot water to flush it down and your drain will likely be clear. And if you just do this on a routine basis, especially for your kitchen drains, then they're likely to not get clogged. And again, it's dirt cheap and you don't need another product on the shelf. Now you can use baking soda with lemon juice to be like a degreaser for your dishes. I already mentioned D-limonene for much more challenging degreasing type of activities. And remember, the D-limonene comes from oranges, or you can use lemon juice, which is strongly acidic as well. And the key thing here is you're not using toxic chemicals. So you're avoiding all these toxins and using a natural product that is dirt cheap. And you're also gaining the knowledge of how to use this product, how to use baking soda, which is really valuable given that the global supply chains are all breaking down. So instead of using dryer sheets in the dryer, for example, you can use baking soda in the wash, and like a half a cup per wash, and it's going to make your clothes softer. You don't need a fabric softener, many of which contain toxic chemicals, sometimes aluminum, toxic fragrances, and crazy solvents that are in the dryer sheets typically, which, as you know, I can't stand to be around that stuff. So just use baking soda in your wash, and you're all set. You can make a paste. You can use it with calcium carbonate, like I said, a little bit of grit. You can also wash something with hydrogen peroxide and baking soda, and they work together. You should be stocking up on something called borax, which is also really cheap. And in laundry, you can add some borax and some baking soda, and that really, really works to block mold spores. And it's, you know, it's great for blocking any kind of mold or fungi. And then also, you can use this on carpets. Baking soda on carpets, you can sprinkle it in, and it will absorb odors, and then you can vacuum it up. You can use it to neutralize pet smells, for example, in your house. And if you want to spend more money and really neutralize the pet smells, then get the Triad air purifier that we sell at healthrangerstore.com/clean air. That really eliminates, I mean, it eliminates skunk smells and cat poo and cat urine and cat vomit smells and all that lovely stuff. Baking soda does that as well, but it's not as strong as the Triad air. However, you can take baking soda, you can add vinegar and hydrogen peroxide to it, and that creates a urine stain eliminator. And so you create like a spray there, you spray it on the urine stain, and then you sprinkle baking soda on top, let that sit for a while, and then you know, soak it all up with some paper towels or something, dry it up, and then vacuum it up, and you have neutralized the smell. Don't forget, there's also something else you can use to neutralize smells, and that's chlorine dioxide. And we do also have, there's a company that we promote called Safrax that sells chlorine dioxide tablets at a very low price. It's the best deal in the world on chlorine dioxide tablets that you throw into a small bucket of water, and it makes chlorine dioxide water. And then, you know, use it as directed, you know, follow the instructions. In other words, and this is not for internal use, but you put it in a bucket of water, the chlorine dioxide gas comes out of the water, and if that circulates in the room, it neutralizes odors big time. And you can find that at rangerdeals.com. Just scroll down a little bit until you see Safrax chlorine dioxide, rangerdeals.com. All right, so now we're going to talk about emergency medicine and first aid. It's like, wait, there's more, you know, as if I'm selling baking soda, which I'm not, because it's dirt cheap and it's heavy. I couldn't even sell it because I would lose money shipping it because it's so heavy. But did you know you can buy baking soda? You can buy it from Amazon. You can buy it at a grocery store. You can get big bags of baking soda, 5-pound, 10-pound, 15-pound bags. And I think, isn't the most common brand Arm & Hammer? Yeah? Arm & Hammer? Just get Arm & Hammer baking soda. Just make sure there's no fragrance added. You don't want anything else added. Just baking freaking soda. Like, that's all you want. Arm & Hammer. Get your baking soda, stockpile that, and you're covered for all this stuff. So let's talk about emergency medicine. Did you know that baking soda can soothe, of course, acid burns? You know, any kind of acid burns, which could include like chemical weapons that are dropped on you, or if you've had, you know, some kind of event, even radiation toxicity. Did you know that? There's a protocol to drink baking soda water. It's been shown to make the bloodstream more alkaline, which it turns out actually protects your vital organs from radiation toxicity. And this is actually published on U.S. government websites. Yeah. Did you know that? So for acid burns, again, this obviously helps neutralize acid. And for radiation toxicity taken internally, this helps protect your organs from radiation toxicity. I mean, amazing. And then for first aid, bites and stings. So you can apply a baking soda paste to like a bee sting or a bumblebee sting, and it helps draw out the venom. And I would mix in some Manuka honey with it, because Manuka honey is naturally antibacterial and it's healing for the skin. So Manuka honey is really great. The real Manuka honey is expensive, way more expensive than fake counterfeit corn syrup honey, which is mostly what they sell at the grocery store. So if you want real Manuka honey, which is a first aid item, I mean, I buy Manuka honey for survival, not even for eating so much. Occasionally I eat Manuka honey, but I mostly buy it for survival. And you can get that at our store, healthrangerstore.com. And it's actually laboratory verified of all the active compounds in Manuka honey, so you know it's legit and it's not counterfeit. Like, there's all kinds of lab tests that they do to make sure it's got all the right components in it. So, yeah, that's the kind of Manuka honey that we sell. So anyway, so for bites and stings, you know, small bites. And I'm not saying that if you get bit by a giant rattlesnake that you should just drink some baking soda. No, you should go to the emergency room if you get bit by a rattlesnake or a, you know, water moccasin or some other venomous snake. And also, don't reach under rocks. Don't reach your hand into places that you can't see. And that's how you don't get bit, for the most part, by rattlesnakes. Although, I have seen rattlesnakes on the ranch in Texas, and there could have been cases where they could have bit me on the ankle, you know, but fortunately I saw them and I backed away. So, but most people get bit on their hands cause they're messing with the rattlesnake. And that's pretty much, that's a Darwin Award activity. So don't do that. Okay. Did you know that you can also use piles of baking soda to smother flames in your kitchen. So, especially for hot oil fires. Now, you may have a fire extinguisher, and you should. And I'm a big advocate of fire extinguishers in your kitchen. And I have fire extinguishers all over the place because I'm always running crazy experiments, and I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, with we're making fire starters with petroleum jelly and cotton balls and everything. Let's try that. But let's have fire extinguishers nearby, right? Well, in the kitchen, if you have a grease fire, you know you can't throw water on it because what happens? It just spreads the fire. Well, I mean, it spreads the grease that's on fire. But what you can do is you can throw baking soda on it. And that smothers the fire, okay? So you can have a bowl of baking soda in your kitchen. And if you've got kids, you know, teach kids to pour that bowl onto the fire. Well, actually, I suppose you should teach kids, maybe don't mess with the fire. But if you have an old enough kid, teenager, let's say, I don't know, you're the parent, not me, but teach them to smother the fire with the baking soda, a grease fire. And that's going to solve that problem. So this is highly versatile. This has, you know, a multitude of uses. There are also many uses in your garden. Obviously, amending soil. And, you know, you can use things like sulfur to make your soil more acidic. You can use baking soda to make it more alkaline. There are uses for, you know, washing your car. Obviously, many, many things like that. You can use it to make a solution for, you know, washing furniture or patio furniture, things like that. Lots of odor control uses, lots of cosmetic uses, many, many things, laundry, etc. If you find yourself in a Mad Max scenario and you're doing your own laundry, like you don't have electricity and you're using a washboard, well, that's going to be all kinds of fun. You probably won't have tons of money to go out buying laundry detergent, so you're going to want to have, you know, a couple of 50-pound bags of baking soda sitting around. You can dump some of that in with a little bit of soap, and you're good to go. And you're going to wish you had a laundry robot also, because that's just a lot of physical work. In any case, I've got the full write-up of this on my website, naturalnews.com. And some of the items that I mentioned, plus various essential oils, the Manuka honey. We also sell numerous colloidal silver products, including a colloidal silver gargle, a mouthwash, toothpaste, deodorant, first aid gel that's really outstanding. We sell all of those things at healthrangerstore.com. But for the baking soda, the easiest way is to just go to your local hardware store or grocery store, or buy it online, buy it on Amazon with Prime shipping. They probably lose money on the shipping because it's so heavy. And just start stocking up baking soda. And it's not flammable, you know? It's easy to store. I think Arm & Hammer has it in a format with a plastic bag that's pretty much waterproof. So personally, if I were stockpiling baking soda, I'd try to get it in a waterproof bag, not necessarily just a paper bag or a cardboard box, you know? Get it in a waterproof bag in case there's flooding or something like that. And just stockpile it. Buy it now while you can. It's the cheapest thing that you'll have in your preparedness stockpile. And it's got, you know, a multitude of uses. So there you go. There's my special report on baking soda. I want to remind you, I'll have a lot of these reports coming out now for a number of reasons of my research focus. I'm going to be doing special reports and articles each day, Monday through Friday, on naturalnews.com, showing you a cure, a remedy, a self-reliance item, a preparedness survival item, a detox item, something that you may not have known about, or I'll be describing new uses that you probably did not know. We're going to be covering all kinds of forbidden cures, hidden medicine, censored things, or just really practical things like today with the baking soda. And my job, remember, is to help you get prepared and also to save you a lot of money at the same time. I want you to stock up on things without spending a fortune, even things that we don't sell, like baking soda or borax, for that matter. You should also load up on a bunch of borax. That's something I'll talk about later. These are things that you can get now that will have years of utility and will be extremely valuable in many cases in a barter scenario or a collapse scenario or an off-grid scenario or wartime scenario, anything like that. So take advantage of this, and thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. The economy's tough. Trade embargoes are underway. Trade wars. The supply chain is taking a beating. A lot of people are losing jobs right now. So what are we doing to help you be able to afford clean food and high-potency nutrition? Well, here at healthrangerstore.com, we've just launched a program called Buy More, Save More. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/save, that's all you have to enter in, healthrangerstore.com/save, you'll see that we have 209 products on this special program, which gives you an automatic discount coupon code when you purchase a higher quantity. For example, Health Rangers Hawaiian astaxanthin right here. You click on that, and you can, this is your normal savings of 29%, or you can go here and you can buy more, save more. You can buy three, get 5%, buy six, get 6%. We don't have like massive margins on these, by the way, so, but these savings are significant. And then if you click grab this deal, then it adds that to your shopping cart and it puts the discount code in there automatically. So there's your discounted price. Buy more, save more on all 209 products that we have available on this program. Everything from chlorella to nascent iodine, concentrated mineral drops. As you can see, many, many items. We've done this for you. Now, you might ask, how can we do this when all these tariffs are kicking in on China, like 150% tariffs? And so imported products from China are going up in price. Well, guess what? We don't import anything from China, except I think goji berries. But we've been China free in our supply chain, or almost 100% China free for many, many years. So we are not impacted by these high tariffs from China. Now, there are 10% tariffs on products from other countries, and we do source different materials from different countries, just depending on the material. For example, we get our non-GMO vitamin C out of the United Kingdom because we don't buy GMO vitamin C from China, which is the cheap vitamin C that everybody else sells. So we have high-end non-GMO vitamin C. And yeah, it's more expensive, but it's not going up in price because we're not hit by the tariff. So this is why we're able to put together these savings for you and actually pass along discounts at a time when almost all the other retailers are hiking their prices because they source almost everything from China. It's kind of like the dirty little secret of the nutrition industry. People getting everything from China, from, you know, herbs and vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and all of it. Most of it actually comes from China, folks. So that's going to get very expensive, but we're able to help save you money with this program. Buy more, save more. So check it out. Again, it's at healthrangerstore.com/save, and you can scroll down and see everything that we have available for you. So many different solutions, everything from personal care products to here's Manuka honey, and here's our tooth salt, and here's whey protein, and broccoli sprout powder high in natural sulforaphane, which is an amazing molecule. You know, so much more, right? Food, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products, home care, all kinds of products available on this program. Buy more, save more. And trust me, you're never going to see lower prices than this for the future. Because, well, you know, inflation, the dollar's collapsing, so everything's going up in price no matter what. But thank God that our supply chain has banned Chinese suppliers for many, many years, you know, again, except for goji berries, which come from the Tibetan high altitude regions of China. So thank goodness we made that decision many years ago so that our products are not skyrocketing in price, even during this trade war. So yes, you can stay healthy. You can have outstanding nutrition, outstanding superfoods. You can boost your preps during this trade war by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com/save. And thank you for your support.